20 till the top of the hour. Time to talk hockey this afternoon. We do it every week at this time with our friend Jesse Connolly of AlongTheBoards.com. Jesse, good Friday afternoon.
Howdy, Rich.
How's things going for you today?
Going well. Nice and sunny and 75 down here, so I'm digging it.
I like the sound of that. Well, here we are. We're down to the Final Four. Conference championships get underway tomorrow, and have we got the four best teams in hockey?
I think so, yeah. When you look at you know, how things played out over the course of the regular season, you've got West, the Anaheim Ducks, the team that was the best in the West that a lot of people expected to represent that conference, you know, come the time of the finals, and the Chicago Blackhawks that are pretty much a shoo-in for the West Finals year in and year out. Those are two great teams, and it's going to be a great battle. Then you look at how things are shaped up in the East. You've got the Rangers, the President's Trophy winners, the best team during the regular season in the National Hockey League, and, of course, Tampa Bay, who, you know, much like the Ducks, was a popular pick to come out of the East in the finals. So it's going to be good.
Well, let's look at that Eastern Conference final first. Both teams have had their struggles in getting here. It hasn't been a smooth path to the conference championship. Who do you think has an edge going in?
Yeah, you look at how they got here. The Rangers, they were obviously, you know, pretty favorable pick against the Penguins. There were a lot of close games there. It wasn't an easy series. Their offense really wasn't clicking in both of the rounds. They haven't gotten a whole lot of offense out of Rick Nash, who had a, you know, not to say a breakout year, but a kind of a bounce back year with 40 plus goals there. And for Tampa, I thought they'd have a much easier time against Detroit. They got pushed to seven games. They needed Ben Bishop to steal that seventh game. And then, you know, you see how things played out against Montreal. They take the 3-0 lead. They really hadn't played that well. And then they dropped two games. They lost one of them 6-1, 6-2. You know, all of a sudden the Canadiens creep back in, and luckily they were able to, for Tampa, they were able to pull things out at home and not have to go back up to Montreal for Game 7. So it's kind of been a challenging road to say the least for both teams. So it'll be interesting to see how their strengths and weaknesses match up, you know, going forward here.
What do you make of the evolution of Ben Bishop? Is that one of the interesting storylines as the postseason has gone on?
Yeah, it's been funny how it's played out. Obviously, he came over in the trade for Corey Conacher, and that's going to be viewed, you know, when we look back as, you know, one of the best steals in NHL trade history by, you know, GM Steve Yzerman down there. He was fantastic last season during the regular season. It was a real bummer he didn't get to play during the playoffs. He obviously earned his spot among the finalists for the Vezina Trophy there. And then, you know, he kind of took a little bit of a step back this past regular season. Numbers were, you know, more toward the middle of the pack with save percentage and goals against average. But he was phenomenal at home. And you know, since the playoffs have started, outside of, you know, that doozy against Montreal where he got pulled, he's been fantastic. And, you know, more importantly, he's been great in the big games. You look at, you know, what he did against Detroit in Game 7. And how well he played the other night to close out the Habs in Game 6. So it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I got to think, too, if they were able to keep going all the way through this thing, he'd have to be a favorite for the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, you would think so. Obviously, you know, everyone always looks at goals and offense first. Tyler Johnson is a prime candidate, the game-winning goals, the clutch play. But, you know, you can't dismiss a guy rocking a .940 save percentage. I think he has a 1.8 goals against average right now. He's been great. And you know, like we said, you know, it's about timely plays and timely performances. And I think he's definitely had a glut of those so far.
Jesse Connolly, AlongTheBoards.com, with us here on Downtown. All right, let's size up the Western Conference Final, Anaheim and Chicago. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you look at the series, you're looking at a Chicago team that's built on speed and skill, and an Anaheim team that's built on toughness. So it's going to be two different strengths kind of going at each other. Obviously, we've talked about Anaheim's depth. They've been getting good, you know, contributions from some secondary guys. They've got a kind of an unheralded defense that's a lot stronger than people might think, with Francois Beauchemin back there, the veteran presence. Sammy Vatanen is very good. And you know, with Chicago, like I said, it's all speed, it's all skill. It's, you know, it's Jonathan Toews, it's Patrick Kane, who we weren't expecting to, you know, to possibly even be in these playoffs until the finals. And who knows if, you know, Chicago could have gotten there. He's been playing fantastic coming back from injury, was just, you know, ready to go right off the hop in the first round. So, I mean, what are the expectations? Chicago took 2 out of 3 during the regular season, 2-4-1 wins. But, you know, the Ducks are a good team, and the Ducks are a team that, always performs well in the third period. That's why they won so very many one-goal games during the regular season. So I think this one is going to go the distance. I don't know who the winner will be, but I think it's going to be a great series.
Well, that kind of ruins my question. I was going to ask how you saw this playing out at the next level. Who's going to take on who in the Cup Finals?
I'm gonna stick to my prediction right from the beginning of the season, and luckily I've still got the two candidates right there. I like Tampa. I think I think Henrik Lundqvist is playing awesome for the Rangers. I mean, big surprise there. The guy always comes through, especially in elimination games. But I like Tampa if they can put in a more consistent effort. I mean, we've seen some drop-offs, you know, in the first two rounds where there are games where you just say, you know, do they really even show up? You're not supposed to get outshot in the first five or so games against the Canadiens. So I think Tampa will come around and they'll really be on their game. And then, you know, I like Chicago. I think a lot of people give Anaheim flack for taking on Winnipeg and Calgary, two weaker foes. But, I mean, they did go 8-1 against them. They've only lost one game so far. So I think that's a really tough series to pick, but I'm going to give Chicago the edge based on the fact that this will be yet another trip to the finals for them. I think they have the stuff.
We always have to ask, Jesse, any news on the Bruins job?
Nothing other than Jeff Gorton once again gets delayed. I think if you were a Bruins fan, you're hoping the Rangers got knocked out there in Game 7, you know, so that maybe we could add a little intrigue to this GM race here. Jeff Gorton is the assistant GM there, and obviously he was a longtime employee of the Boston Bruins, and I'm sure Cam Neely and company are itching to talk to him, but Glenn Sather keeps putting up the wall as long as the Rangers are still in the playoffs. So until then, I think we're just going to be in a holding pattern until they get to vet all the candidates.
And Jesse, what does this do to their opportunity to make any kind of off-season moves?
Yeah, it definitely sways things. You know, obviously you can't really make any concrete moves until the draft, and you know, obviously that's a huge part of you know, building your organization. And July 1st is just around the corner, so I think it's a preparation thing. The sooner you have someone in place, the sooner you know who the coach is going to be. The sooner you know if you're going to alter your draft strategy at all, and obviously your approach to free agency. So this definitely hurts a little bit to have to play the waiting game and have June come closer and closer as we go along here.
Well, we've still got some great hockey to enjoy. It's been a wonderful playoff run so far, and I think two great matchups here in the conference finals. It should be a lot of good games over the next week and a half, and then into the finals we go.
Absolutely.
Jesse, good talking with you. As always, have a great weekend, and we'll see you again next Friday.
Hey, likewise. You too, Rich.
Jesse Connolly from alongtheboards.com, talking hockey here on Downtown.